go out on the Newsmaker line. And joining us now, one of the stories this season so far, a guy we talked to right after he signed here on this show, and that is Raiders running back Devontae Booker. Devontae, thanks for joining us here today on Silver and Black Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, so listen, so we talked to you when you signed. You know, hey, you said, look, I just want a chance. I want to get out there. I want to be able to play and contribute any way I can. And, of course, John Gruden and the Raiders, they were looking for that second punch of that 1-2 punch with that running game. You guys against the Broncos, your former team, and what you've been able to do with this running game, and especially for you as you've come along and really fit nicely into this offense, what has it been for you? How comfortable has it been and for you to come in and make that transition and be able to contribute as much as you have?
I think it's just been just my preparation and just the way I prepare all season long and just, you know, for these opportunities. You know, I just go in and make the most of my opportunities and just go out there and have fun. And that's something I haven't been able to do when I was in Denver for 4 years when I was there. Wasn't able to, you know, just go out there and have fun and just be myself.
Devontae, we were just talking about the run game and how that, you know, a strong run game, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. It travels. Obviously, it's weatherproof. It doesn't matter. But how special is that 1-2 punch, in your opinion, between you and Josh Jacobs?
We got something very special. You know, he's a load. He's really that dude. You know, just me looking at him practicing and even before me coming here and joining the team, you know, I always thought Josh was a really good running back. You know, his rookie year, I'm like, he's one of the top tier guys. And, you know, just with me just being here and, you know, tagging along with him in that running game, it's been phenomenal. And, you know, just got to keep it going.
Devontae Booker, Raiders running back, joins us now on the Newsmaker line here on Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio. Devontae rushed 16 times, 81 yards, 2 touchdowns, including a nice 23-yarder as well. And Devontae, you look at that offensive line now. It's been one of the stories of the year. You've had guys go down, you've in and out. They're changing positions. They're doing all this stuff. I mean, you're running behind these guys. How are they doing this? And talk about the job too that Coach Cable's doing, making sure you guys have those holes to run through.
Yeah, Coach Cable's been doing a real good job with, you know, like you said, all the guys that's been down and out, and you know, we just keep, you know, bringing new guys in, and they're you know, they're just prepared and ready. And you know, shout out to Coach Cable for, you know, having those guys ready at all times. And that's what I was saying, you know, just not only with my preparation, just with every guy, you know, on our Raiders team. You know, they're always prepared for situations, you know, no matter if they're starting or not. Shoot, look, for instance, like as in last week when Trey Mullins get hurt, Zay Johnson come in and, you know, contribute a whole hell of a lot and helped us win that game last week. And I just think it's just, you know, we're all prepared as a team. And like I said, no matter if we're the starter or not, we all prepare for those opportunities when they come about.
I mean, the season is a long marathon type style. It's not about getting out of the gates hot and on fire and being the best team in the league. It's about peaking at the right time. And I don't think that the team is peaked yet, but I feel like you guys are close. How close do you feel this Raiders unit is to peaking?
We're very close. We talk about it every week. You know, even during games, we're like, man, we got to come together. You know, like last week, we started out pretty slow in the first half. And, you know, we made them adjustments at halftime and talked about it. And, you know, we told ourselves, like, as an offensive group, we got to come out and put 30 up on the board in the second half. And, shoot, we did it. And, you know, that was just all of, you know, all of what we were wanting to do. And, you know, we're, like I said, we're really close to peaking, and I feel it. I feel it coming together.
At Devonta, you know, one of the things too that I sense from you guys, and unlike other years where we can be around you more physically in the locker room and things like that, we don't have that this year. But I do get the sense, the confidence level. You know, we have Hunter Renfro on our show every Tuesday as well, and we hear it from him. We hear it from other guys that have been on the show. There's this sense of confidence and closeness and chemistry that I can really, you know, tangibly kind of feel. What is it about this team, about this coaching staff, about this organization right now that is making that come together so nicely?
I think it's just the players that we have. You know, we want those players that come out there and fight and put it all on the line for the team. And I think that just, you know, got a lot to do with our success. You know, we're all willing to go out there and put it on the line each week and just leave it all on the field. You know, it's one thing that we're all talented, but when you got guys that's tough and wanting to go leave it out there on the field for the team, hey, that's even better.
And I know you guys only take it one week at a time, but the Raiders as a team have not been to the playoffs since 2016. What would it mean to you personally to help this team overcome that hurdle, get over that hurdle and get to the playoffs?
It'd mean a lot. You know, since when I was in Denver for 4 years, we didn't make the playoffs at all. So, you know, for me, it'd be a huge accomplishment. You know, just for me and the team as well, you know, to get to the playoffs and, you know, do a good job.
We're talking with Devonta Booker, Raiders running back. And Devonta, coming in, and it's a big game against the Chiefs on Sunday night, obviously. You now, this is your fifth year in the league. You've been all 5 years in the AFC West, so you know the rivalries. You talk about this game. Of course, it's a big one. Every game in the NFL is, in the division, of course, even doubly. But now you guys are going to be on Sunday night. Talk about the excitement for you guys and the preparation and the focus.
We're very excited. You know, just this Sunday night. I mean, you know, everybody gonna be watching us and seeing, you know, the two teams, you know, battle this one out. You know, it's gonna be huge for us to get a win this week. And you know, we just gonna be, like I said, we just gotta prepare and, you know, prepare to the fullest as we always do. And you know, just leave it out there all on the field when it comes game time.
How satisfying is it for a running back and obviously offensive line as well, and how demoralizing is it for an opposing defense when everyone in the stadium knows you guys are going to run the rock, you're trying to get downhill, you're trying to run the clock out, and they cannot stop you?
Man, it feels really good when you can, you know, do that type of stuff to opposing teams. You know, it starts to begin, you know, being even funner when they start calling out the plays you're running. And they know it's coming right at them, and you still just gash them. It starts to get fun at that point. But and that's how it was last week when they knew we were running the ball and, you know, trying to run the clock out, and we were just hitting them blow after blow.
Devonta, what before we let you go, in your time here in Las Vegas, I mean, you guys are off a good start now, obviously, at 6-3. It's where you want to be. What surprises, if any, for you, being a member of the Raiders, have come up living here in Las Vegas, being a part of this team? Anything really kind of take you by storm and make that switch go off for you and say, man, I love this place. It's where I'm comfortable.
Nothing really. You know, some people, when they come to Vegas, it's just a lot of excitement and, you know, just it's Sin City. But for me, I've been here a lot of times, you know, growing up, a lot of the football tournaments or basketball. And basically, it's nothing really new to me. I mean, it's a good, fun city and everything. But, you know, when to go party or when not to. But, you know, I'm just, you know, like I say, I love it here, everything. But, you know, when I know I got business to handle, I take care of my business first before I do anything else.
Nice.
That's great. Devonta Booker, listen, man, we appreciate you spending some time. I know on Tuesday is your day off, so we appreciate you being here on Raider Nation Radio. Good luck on Sunday versus the Chief. We'll talk to you down the line.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Devonta Booker. Man, just such a find for this team.
Yeah.
Q. It's hard to put into words because, you know, that's what they needed. And we talked about it. Yeah. You talked about it. You were on that high horse for a long time saying they long need time. That guy.
Yep, they needed a guy that can complement Josh Jacobs. And I'll be 100% honest, I don't care if Devontae was on the phone or not, I didn't think that he was the guy. I just didn't know because the lack of playing time that he had in Denver. And I talked last week with the guy that covers the Broncos, and I said, what happened with Devontae Booker? Why didn't, you know, the Broncos use him more? And they said, I honestly couldn't tell you. I have no idea, but everyone knew he was a damn good running back. They just didn't use him like they should have.
Yeah, they had flux up there with coaches and all that kind of stuff. Right. And then, you know, just sometimes I grew up with a guy who played baseball, and literally this guy was a good baseball player, made it up to AAA, should have made it in the major leagues, but he was in the wrong political situation, right? And he ended up getting traded over, and then he finally, boom, he went to the major leagues because they saw his talent, they used him correctly. And you talk about this all the time, even when we were talking about Corey Littleton and his struggles, is use the guy the way he's supposed to be used. If you do that, yeah. You know, why did you go get the guy? You didn't go get him to play him in a different position or not play him. You got him to contribute. And yep. So, hey, Denver's loss is definitely Las Vegas's gain. And so it's good stuff. And we're absolutely happy to have Devontae back on the show.
It looked like a boxing match at the end of that game on Sunday, and it absolutely looked like body blow after body blow after body blow until finally the opponent just crumbled, and that's when Devontae got into the end zone on his second touchdown. Just, you know, it just did. It looked like it was just boom, done.
Yes, no doubt about it. Okay, we're